Time out, pal. Whoa, time out. Time out.
Hello, everybody. This is Hobosode number 297. It's brought to you by Arbitrary Alex. And today is July 19th, 2021. I'm going to call up some people about some things.
Okay. Whoa, time out.
Okay. Hello? Armin?
Whoa. Who's this?
Oh, this is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
Hey, you need to stop being such a litter bug.
A what?
A litter bug.
What's a litter bug?
Oh, you know what a litter bug is. Just don't be a litter bug anymore.
What's a litter bug?
You're being a real litter bug, sir.
What does that mean, little bug?
Oh, you know what it means. Just please, if you could, just stop being a litter bug around the neighborhood. We'd really appreciate it.
I'm not doing anything. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you're being such a litter bug, sir. Just please.
Who are you?
This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
What's a little bug mean? What the fuck are you talking about, little bug?
You're just being such a litter bug, sir. Just please stop being a litter bug.
Goodbye.
Today I'm calling from this list again that was sent to me by, what's his name? Fat Butt on Two Chairs. And I did not look at the note on that one. He sent me this whole list of Homeowners Association area people. They all live in this tiny little neighborhood together, and I was pranking them the other day, so they're probably all going to be aware of me at this point, except that guy wasn't. And the note on his says he is the actual builder of the neighborhood, which makes sense because his last name is the same as the HOA's name. And Fat Butt on Two Chairs wanted me to say that I'm putting a lien on his house. But I'm a big dummy, I didn't see that note on there, so I just told him to stop being a litter bug. And he exploded at me. The very first call I get exploded at. I think that means I can quit the show now.
Hello, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, it's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
How you doing?
Pretty good. You're just being a real litter bug. They want me to call and ask you to not be a litter bug.
Litter bug?
Yeah. If you could just, you know, just refrain from being a litter bug.
I'll refrain from being a litter bug.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, if you could just not be a litter bug, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess it's been a problem with you lately, so they're asking me to call you up and ask you to please not be a litter bug.
As far as what goes? What am I littering?
Well, I don't know. Just in general, don't be a litter bug.
Okay.
Are you such a litter bug that you don't know which incident I'm referring to?
Yeah, I'm not aware of being a litter bug.
Okay, well, it sounds like you really need to work on that.
Really?
Yes.
Who is this again?
This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
I really need to work on it, huh?
Yes. Well, I mean, if you're not aware that you're being a litter bug, you're just kind of doing it without thinking.
I'm not doing it.
Because we don't want to have to give you a fine, so, you know, just work on that whole litter bug thing.
A fine for what?
For being a litter bug.
Where have I been a litter bug?
Oh, just all over, I guess. It says here you've been
all over.
Yeah. Yeah, just, you know, cut that out.
All over my property? All over the neighborhood? Or what? What? I don't understand.
Well, sir, you need to just, I don't know, read up on the internet about what a litter bug is and stop being a litter bug. Okay?
All right. Let me get your name.
It's Steve Dave. For the third time, it's Steve Dave.
Steve Dave. How do you spell your last name?
Well, it's just a first name. It's Steve Dave.
Steve Dave.
Yeah, D-A-V-E. V as in five.
Steve Dave.
Yeah.
You spell that?
Yeah, Steve Dave. You know, just common spelling, Steve Dave.
Steve Dave.
Yeah.
Two first names or what?
Yeah, two first names. It's S as in C.
S as in C.
Yeah, S as in C. T as in tsunami. You know, S-T, Steve Dave.
Is this a joke or what?
No, I wouldn't kid about this, sir. What would be the joke?
This sounds like a joke.
I think being a litter bug sounds like a joke, so please stop being a litter bug. I don't know why you're giving
Did
me such
say
a...
Z Dave?
No, Steve Dave.
Steve Dave.
Yes. From the Homeowners Association.
From the Homeowners Association.
Yes, and you need to stop being a litter bug. Okay, Jeff?
A litter bug.
Yes.
I need...
What is that in the background? Is that the TV? Was that his wife or something? He just hung up on me as soon as I asked that. I don't know why. Maybe he wanted to be careful in case his wife was the one being a litter bug. And hey, look at this. I happen to have the wife's phone number right here. Let's see if she'll pick up.
I'm not available right now. Leave your message and I'll call you back.
Well, darn. She's not going to pick up. I think that was her in the background talking to him just then. So she knows not to pick up.
Hello?
Hi, Effie.
Yes?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
I'm just calling to let you know we're gonna be lowering your lawn by a couple inches today. We're sending the True Green trucks out today.
So for which home?
For your home on the 54th Avenue.
No, thank you. We don't need that.
Oh no, we're doing it. Like you don't have to pay for it. We're just lowering your lawn by about 2 inches.
Okay. I don't understand. I mean,
it's just going to be a little bit lower. Like you're still going to have grass. Okay,
who's paying for that?
Oh, the Homeowners Association is. It's just something to help. It's just something to help beautify the neighborhood. You know, it's going to lower your lawn by a couple inches.
And I'm not sure who authorized that. I'm not the right person for that. You would have to speak to my husband.
Oh, Philip didn't answer his phone. So just let him know. They're going to be out there today to lower your lawn by about 2 inches.
And we're not getting a bill for this, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you won't get a bill for this. It's completely paid for by us. They're just going to take the entire lawn, like everywhere that there's grass, and they're going to lower it by about 2 inches.
Is this just our house, or is this everybody?
Oh, no, it's just you.
Why?
Just because of the state of your lawn. So they're going to come in there.
Okay, I really think you need to talk to my husband, though, because I don't want him getting all ticked off, you know, that I answered a call and okayed something. Yeah, you definitely need to talk to him first.
Okay, so I'm going to mark it down on this paper that you gave it the okay.
No, you need to speak with him first. I'm sorry. I'm at the grocery store right now, and it's my turn, so I'm going to need you to talk to him first.
Can you put the cashier put the cashier on the phone.
Hold on.
Put the cashier on the phone. Hey, that's not how you make someone hold on. Just hang up on them.
Hello.
Hi, Glenn.
Yes, this is Glenn.
Hey, Glenn. It's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Hi, how are you today?
Hey, pretty good. I'm just calling to let you know they're going to be over tomorrow to do some grass injections. The True Green people.
Whoa. What are you... Hold on.
What's up with those dogs? What are those dogs doing?
I know.
So cute. Listen to them. Listen to them go.
That's right. So why don't you back up here? What's going on?
Oh, they're going to come out and inject your grass with new DNA.
Wait. What property are you referring to?
The 50th Avenue.
I moved out of that house.
Oh, you don't live there anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good then. I'm just going to write down on this form that you gave the okay.
To do what?
To inject the grass at your old house with new DNA.
No, sir, I did not.
Okay, well, no, I'm just writing it down. It's no big...
I no longer own the property. It's up to the homeowner of the new property to make that decision.
Yeah, but I don't have their number, so I'm going to go ahead and just mark down here on this form that Glenn gave the okay to do the DNA experimentation on this lawn.
No, sir. I'm saying to you, no, I do not agree to that.
Right, but I'm just going to write it down just to speed things along because we got to get this all done.
Wait. Anyway, why are we doing this? I mean, why are we? You know, I'm not the owner of the property anymore.
Well, they're just gonna modify the DNA of the grass. That's all. Of all the grass in the yard, they're gonna inject it with new DNA.
All right. Wait. Why?
It's gonna change the grass around a little bit, make it give off, you know, different pheromones and all that.
And how much does that cost?
Oh, it won't cost them anything, so it's fine. You're not going to get a bill for this if they get angry. I'm just going to write on here that you okayed it.
Okay. I'll repeat to you. I don't feel comfortable. I'm not a property owner anymore. I sold the house. You need to contact the owner. And I know you're trying to streamline things, but are you part of the association?
I'm part of the board and everything. Yeah, it's no big deal. Like, you know, they'll probably like that we're doing this to the grass.
All right, but I'm not going to say to you I'm okay in it. It's not my responsibility.
You don't have to say it. I'm just marking it down on this form. I'm putting your name, your first and last name, on this form, on this legal document.
The problem is I don't want to have any recourse. I didn't author. I'm not authorizing. I'm just telling you.
Well, that's not what this form says. That's not what this form says. It says Glenn authorizes the use of experimental DNA therapy on the lawn at 52 Avenue. That's what it says right here in the form.
Do you understand what my position is? Why I'm saying I'm concerned about that?
Oh yeah, you ain't no grass expert. I don't expect you to.
No, I'm not saying I'm not a grass expert. I'm saying I don't own the property. I'm not responsible for the property.
Yeah, I'm just marking it down you gave the okay, though.
All right, but I also want you to say that Glenn is not responsible for the property.
Oh, no, that's what contradicts what this whole paper is about. And there's no extra space on the form. There's no extra space for me to write that down.
I don't care what the form says. You add it to the form then.
No, I can't. This is a legal document.
Then I've got to agree to it.
I've got to take it to the notary.
I said to you, I cannot agree to it.
Oh, no, you don't have to agree. That's what I'm saying. I'm just marking you down.
Are you marking me down that I don't agree?
No. I'm marking you down that you give us permission.
I didn't say that. You're not listening to me.
No, I'm listening.
Different tracks.
I don't want to do what you're saying. I want to just get this done so I can go home today.
I don't agree with it. Sorry.
Okay. Well, fine. That's just between me and you. We'll keep that on the DL. It's all hush.
No, okay.
Hush.
And your name again is what?
Steve Dave.
Steve Dave.
Yes.
And you are a member of the homeowners.
What do you have against DNA modification of lawns?
I said, you're not listening to me. It's not my property.
Yeah. So why do you care? Just don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Sir.
Bye.
Sir.
I'm telling you, I don't agree with it.
Okay, right, I'm going to the notary now to get this form notarized. I'm going to take it straight to the attorney.
Fine. Good. Bye.
Oh, I thought you hung up.
I don't agree. Bye.
He just wants to disagree for no reason.
Hello?
Hi, you're not Orlando.
I am not.
Oh, well, this is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
Is Orlando there? I needed to tell him about the grass.
About the grass?
Yeah, we're going to bring a bunch of sod and store it in your backyard over there on Avenue.
Okay, he doesn't actually, live there. He just moved, so I'm actually taking care of all the business. So we don't have anything planned for that.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, we're going to be injecting your grass with new DNA, but we're also going to be storing a lot of sod in your backyard. We're just going to use your backyard as kind of like a warehouse for a little while.
Can I call you back about that? Because, I mean, we weren't aware of that, and I don't think we want, our backyard to be a warehouse just because we have other things that we're trying to build.
Well, it's just a warehouse for sod, you know. We got a bunch of genetically modified grass We're going to put it all over the neighborhood and everyone's yards.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association. For your lawn, though, we're just going to be injecting the grass directly.
I also don't live there. My parents are living there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let them know about the genetically modified.
When is that going to be?
Probably tomorrow. They're going to come over tomorrow with the trucks of sod. And I think they usually inject the grass with the new DNA in the dead of the night.
Okay, well, let me just talk to them then, just to make sure that they know and they're aware.
Okay, yeah. There's nothing wrong with genetically modified grass. Tell them not to worry. It's just going to smell a little different.
Okay, let me talk. If they have any issue with that, then I'll just come call you just because.
Actually, a lot different. The grass is going to smell more acidic, and it's going to be red. It's actually the exact same kind of grass that they have on Mars.
Okay. Not a problem. I mean, this call is being recorded regardless, so I'll just make sure that they hear this and all that.
Okay, what did you use to record with?
I'm sorry?
What did you use to record with?
Just a tape recorder, just because our neighborhood has been getting crank calls.
Oh, I see. What kind of tape recorder? Is it like a full-size cassette tape, or is it one of those newer modern micro?
Yeah, the newer modern ones, because as long as I keep you on there, we can do the voice DNA thing.
Voice DNA.
Thank you.
How's that work? She's going to get my voice DNA with a modern micro cassette tape. And that is the very first I've heard of people being suspicious of my calls. I'm kind of impressed with that.
Hello?
Hi, Raphael?
Yes.
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
They were wanting me to ask you if you could please stop building those little hobbit villages for the mice down by the by the pond.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, yeah, just because it's just, it just encourages the problem. All right, I guess he's been warned. I only have a few left here, and then the show's over.
Hello?
Hi, Jen?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
Did they warn you about the weird phone calls people have been getting?
They did.
Okay, great. Yeah, just don't believe anything that anybody says if they call and say that they're with the Homeowners Association. I guess they're making calls again today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten any today, but okay, that number from the other day did call me. So.
Good to hear. Oh, that same phone number?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
boy.
I just blocked it.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah. But I appreciate the phone call.
Oh, sure, no problem. By the way, we're going to be there on Thursday to inject your lawn with the new DNA.
Excuse me?
It's some representative from True Green. They're going to be injecting your grass with the DNA.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no, they'll definitely be there. Just be expecting them on Thursday morning.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Sir.
Yeah?
That wife of yours was coming on to me.
I know. And I heard it. It was awesome.
I know. It was crazy.
She does that all the time. It's so great.
How are you doing, GJ?
Good. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Just making silly prank calls. That's all.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you bored?
Yeah, a little bit. It's, one of those days.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you two go, and I've just got a little.
Around. Let's talk.
I've got a little bit more of this list to finish up, and then I'll be all done.
Let's talk for a while.
Okay. What do you have? What kind of questions do you have?
Nothing.
Oh, well, this sounds like a really boring conversation then.
It does.
You don't have any questions for me.
Prank calling's kind of boring, but if we can just stay on the line for a little bit, it'd be good.
Oh, no. Usually it's really exciting.
I know.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not trying to keep me on because you have a tracer on the line, are you?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm hanging up. I'm hanging up.
We should just chat.
Abort. That was a close one, you guys. I'm pretty sure you had a tracer on the line. And I am definitely calling from the exact same number as I was calling from the other day. Oh, wait. No, I'm not, because I changed my number because I tried to call that number back from a different number. Okay, so it makes sense that she blocked my number, but I was still able to call her. And I think this list is done with. Maybe I shouldn't say I'm with HOA anymore. Hello, Jamal.
Yes, who's this?
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Roy?
Yeah.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, can you tell Natanya to stop coming in my garden and, I guess she's taking care of it, but I don't really need any help.
You're so full of shit. Why are you calling me with this prank call bullshit?
No, that's not a prank. It's not a prank call. I just was hoping I said it's not a prank call. I was just hoping you could talk to that wife of yours about her coming in my garden.
Coming in your garden and doing what?
I guess she's like weeding the garden and stuff, but I don't need any help. I'm completely fine working on it on my own.
When was she last in there?
I think a couple nights ago. So just tell her to cut that out.
We were out of town. We were out of town a couple nights. Don't fucking call
bullshit
me.
Bullshit, you were out of town. You weren't out of town. I liked how he had to ask follow-up questions just to make sure it wasn't his wife that was going over into my garden.
Hello?
Hi, Beverly?
Yes.
It's Steve Dave from UPS.
Uh-huh.
We had a package for you today. We're going to have it there this morning. There's a small issue with it, though. It's not going to be delivered today. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm taking it to the church. What? Why'd she hang up on me? I didn't get to finish my story. Let's try her husband instead.
Hello?
Hi, Tim.
Yes?
It's Steve Dave from UPS. You had a package today?
I'm sorry?
You had a package today. It's Steve Dave from UPS. It's going to be delayed. I'm just calling to let you know it's going to be delayed. So I'm so sorry about that.
Okay. I don't know anything about it.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to be taking the package to my church. I'm going to ask the... What the hell? Those two are the least curious people ever. Neither one of them cares about their stupid package. And those were the last two people on the list, so I think this list is just done forever. In fact, I'm sure it's done forever, because I'm going to delete it. Thank you, Mr. Fat Butt on Two Chairs, for sending this in, along with extensive notes about many of the people. I'm sorry if I ignored your notes on some of them, but I tried my best to do your notes if you had notes on the numbers. And at least we had that first call, that amazing call, that guy with that voice. You know what? Let's just listen to that one again. Let's end the show on the first call.
What's a litter bug?
Oh, you know what a litter bug is. Just don't be a litter bug anymore.
What's a litter bug?
You're being a real litter bug, sir.
Is he just messing with me?
What does that mean, little bug?
Oh, you know what it means. Just please, if you could, just stop being a litter bug around the neighborhood. We'd really appreciate it.
I'm not doing anything. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you're being such a litter bug, sir.
That was great.
Just please.
Who are you?
This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
What's a little bug mean? What the fuck are you talking about, little bug?
You're just being such a litter bug,
sir.
I
love this guy.
Just please stop being a litter bug.
Goodbye.
And man, you can really hear my air conditioner in the background on that call. I didn't realize how bad that was. Sorry about that. If you heard my AC running in the background of any calls today, I have the AC on. That's my fault. So I guess that's just the end of today's show. Thanks everybody for listening. When I started out on today's show, I thought this was going to be a snowplow show, but then I remembered that the next snowplow show is episode 711, which means I have to do a little something at least with 7-Elevens, right? I don't know what to do with 7-Elevens. Do you have any ideas for what I should do to 7-Elevens? Put them in the show notes. I'm probably not going to make them mix up a Twinkie and Four Loko stew into the mop bucket. Nothing like that. Don't be crazy. Come on. I don't want any trouble. But if you have any ideas, leave them in the show notes if you want to. In the comments, I mean. Thank you, Arbitrary Alex, for being the sponsor of today's show. See you next time, everybody.
Dusky LA has been around for a while. 15 years now, and they're still doing this crap. RBCP is bald and old as fuck. He's like 50 and still makes prank phone calls. Me. Got into hope for free.
just by Hacksorini, Manuel Goldstein. We're gonna get this talk, then we're gonna go drink beer. First we're gonna tell you about PLA Radio. We are gonna hear from Bob, and we're gonna give away stuff. And you're gonna have to suffer and sit through this. We're gonna play some calls, then we're gonna take questions. Then we're gonna make up something else to fill time. Maybe then we'll play videos, make a friend of bullshit, who knows.
What's a little bug mean? What is the fuck you're talking about, little bug?